Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 24. Hello Gopal, what is the cause of anxiety, panic attacks and fear of death? Is it all in the mind and past experiences? Thank you. So this question needs a more complex answer. Otherwise, it is not of real help. I mean, I could answer it in two sentences, but then it is not possible to change anything if you just hear that. So we need the whole picture. First, you write anxiety, panic attacks, and fear of death. Anxiety, fear, and panic attacks are physiological states of the body. And fear of death is just a label. Yeah, so this is important. At the beginning, we are actually talking only in your question about two physical states, anxiety and panic attacks. So this is the first thing. And it's about physical states, anxiety, panic attacks, fear, and all this has something to do with the body. It's a physical state. So before I explain the background, we have to distinguish two situations to understand the whole topic. The physical body is mainly interested in a safe and secure environment because this saves resources. This is just biology. So for the body, it is absolutely essential to check the environment if there is danger or not on the outside. And depending on this, on the result of this check, the body changes its physiology. So if the body comes to the result that the environment is safe, the body just relaxes. But if the body comes to the conclusion that the environment is dangerous, that there's a threat or even a life threat, the body will be activated to the maximum for physical activity, for fight or flight. So this is basic shock trauma knowledge. So we have two different situations and thus two different states of the body. Now, if you are in the, what I have to add is that this check, if the environment is safe or not, is nothing from your conscious awareness. It's an unconscious process out of our control. It is an autonomous process, and Stephen Porges calls it neuroception. Yeah, so we cannot decide from the mind whether we think the environment is dangerous or not. It's an autonomous process of our nervous system. So all this is important to understand the whole topic of these states and how it is all, how we call it, how it is all influencing each other. So if we have this knowledge, then things become more clear. And the state of anxiety, fear, and panic attack as such is basically a normal reaction of the body. It is natural. It is something that we need. It's nothing wrong with it, basically. But only if there is a real danger on the outside. So that means if the physiology has a corresponding aspect on the outside, there's no suffering. Yeah, sounds strange maybe, but if you look clearly at it, for example, if there's a danger and you run away, there's no suffering, because the activated energy can be absolutely expressed and directed into physical activity. So there's no suffering. If there's energy flow, there's no suffering. Suffering is only if energy is blocked. So all this is just nature, and it's okay and it's good. We need that for survival, by the way. Because, I mean, if you are in danger and you feel relaxed as if you would sit on the beach or lying on the beach, then it's not so likely that you would survive. So all this is just the biology, and there's no suffering, no basic suffering in these experiences. But what you're talking about is most probably not the physical or the state of the physical body in such situations. Most probably what you're talking about, or what you're asking, is about these states of the body in situations where there is no corresponding danger on the outside. And then we have a problem. Then the body has a problem, and this is called illness. We could even call that traumatization. And this is what is the actual suffering. The body is in a state that has no corresponding danger on the outside, and this brings all the turmoil, of course. Yeah, if you see a spider and you get a panic attack and you don't dare to go into the cellar anymore, then you have a problem. I mean, the environment and your physiology, there's no connection anymore. And of course, this is something that has to be treated, of course. So this is important. Okay, so now you ask, is it all in the mind and past experiences? So let's come to some explanations how this state, or how this body states continue, although the danger is already over, because this is the scenario for the suffering. So how is this possible? What actually doesn't make sense? Also from the biology, doesn't make sense, really. And with that, we come really to the keyword trauma, shock trauma or developmental trauma. I already explained that if there's a danger on the outside, the body gets activated for fight and flight. And if you can fight or fly, then usually you don't get traumatized. But there's another possible situation. If there is a real danger on the outside and your body gets activated for fight and flight, and you can't do anything, you are helpless, because the environment doesn't allow you to fight or flight, then the body goes into an even more ancient state of defense. And this is called freeze or shutdown. The terms are used differently from different specialists. So what I mean by that is that the system shuts down or freezes in a high energy state. It's not a collapse. Yeah, it's the last attempt of the physical body to survive. And this makes sense if, for example, in nature, if there are predators and you cannot escape, and they are too strong to fight, then you have to freeze, and the body hopes that you will be not seen and thus survive. And these processes still are active in our physical body. So if this combination happens, life threat and helplessness, then the likeliness is very high that the body doesn't get out of this state even after the danger is over. So what does that mean? For example, you are in such a traumatic or traumatizing situation and you survive and the environment changes and you are safe again, everything's on the outside like before, but your body doesn't get back to its state of relaxation as it was before the event. It keeps the stress inside and doesn't realize that the danger is over. And then we have a problem, then the body has a problem. And this is actually called traumatization, because in the long term, the body cannot keep up this high amount of stress and energy and will produce symptoms. And one of the symptoms is anxiety, fear, panic attacks. And if this takes longer, then it even can change to depression and self-destructive impulses. But it's all the same, continuum. It's all on the same continuum. It's all the same energy. This is on within fight or flight, freely flowing in anxiety and panic attacks and fear. It is blocked. And in depression, it's still blocked and finally gets redirected to oneself. Yeah. If you want to understand this deeply or deeper, then I would recommend you to read the polyvagal theory from Dr. Stephen Porges and also the book from Dr. Lawrence Heller about healing developmental trauma. And my view at the end is to answer your question finally, is two things. You ask, we start with the second part. Is it in past experiences? No, clearly not. The fear, anxiety, and panic attacks we have today, which means you have now, if you have them, you have now, always in the now, have nothing to do actually with the past experiences. Not really. It's not that you have this suffering and these states because of these experiences. No, it's different. It is because the body-mind system recreates the physiological and psychic state in every moment new. So it's not about the past. It is about the body-mind system creating the suffering and the anxiety and the panic attack out of nothing new, even if it is automized. It can be automized and completely unconscious, but nevertheless, it's recreated in the moment. It has nothing to do with the past because something like past doesn't exist and the body has no story. The body is always here and now. It has no past, has no story. So it recreates it. And how does that happen? It happens by a vicious circle between the psyche and the body, the autonomous nervous system. The state of fear, anxiety, panic attacks is, we could say, it is a level of stress in the body. But if there is no corresponding danger on the outside, it would look strange for our psyche. So what happens? The psyche, the mind, creates a fantasy about danger on the outside. So the real danger that you have experienced is being replaced by a projection which is not real. And then it looks all coherent. And then we say we have fear and panic attacks and anxiety and looks normal because the danger seems to be outside, the spider, the potential natural disaster. And the difference between the real danger and the projection is that the projection always is a projection to the future. So that something dangerous happens in the future. It is nothing that we see or perceive through the senses now. It is the mind story about danger in the future. And this is the rationalization for the physical state of fear, anxiety, stress, panic attacks. And this may be completely unconscious. And of course, if there's stress in the body, it enforces these images and these projections, and the other way around, the projections trigger the body stress. So this is like a vicious circle, but the starting point is the mind. The starting point is the mind and the projection of danger. And I say that because in my floating work, we start by dissolving this projection of the mind. And when this happens through a real contact, that's how projections can be dissolved. By real contact, then the whole system realizes that the projection is nonsense, because the system gets real information instead of projecting. And we see always that in that moment, not after 5 minutes, even in that moment, the body stress, the anxiety, the depression, and whatsoever is gone. And that makes absolutely sense. It is that easy from the conceptual view. Of course, the actual work is not so easy, but just to make these things clear. So if you deal with these states, realize that all the suffering has only one cause. And this is not only for the states you describe, it is for every suffering. It has only one cause, one starting point. And this is the projection of danger on the outside. So the only thing you have to do is to find out what you project. And this projection is not something you project on physical objects. It is always about the relationship level. So we can make it even more precise. If you want to dissolve that, you have to look what you project in your closest relationship onto the other. What danger, what do you believe subconsciously or consciously the other will do? What is dangerous for you? If you can find out this, then the suffering can be stopped. And the last step is to communicate that. So the projection, if you can formulate it, if you have it and can express it in sentences, for example, my fear is that you leave me if I will show aggression. Just one example. And you can express that and tell that your partner. And the partner reacts from a grown-up perspective. Then you have the connection that was not possible in the childhood. And this will dissolve all projections, all suffering. And you get the real connection to the world that you had never before. And this leads to a complete relaxation of the autonomous nervous system into the state where it's called the vagus is active. And yeah, the state that we can call fulfillment, happiness, joy. So this is the summary of all that. So again, just to repeat it, all suffering is based today on projection, on projections of danger on people who are close to me. And danger means physical activity that threatens our life from a child perspective. And there are only two categories. Either the person leaves you or the person attacks you. So it is even more simple. We can even break it down to these two categories. Yeah, so to the whole explanation of that is I've described in my second book, The Floating Handbook. It's currently being translated in English, and Yeah, as soon as it is finished, you can read all these things in great detail there. And if you want to see how that works, the floating process, you can take part in my online seminars where we do exactly this, dissolving of these kind of projections. Thank you for your answer. For your question. And thank you for the answer, of course, also.